If the sky could crack, this whole world would drown.
Don't say anything yet.
That's okay. No, that was just us being stupid.
No, that was anything but stupid. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
We
so
loved
much.
That. It's been such a treat having you guys today.
Thanks for having us. This yeah. was a blast.
We really yeah. enjoyed it. And now we got to do a very quick, speedy rotation to get
right.
Adia Clarke-Way in there.
Let's do it.
But
get the heck
thank you
here.
So much. I loved your music today.
Thanks for having us. This has been a blast.
Yeah, I loved the story you told with that last song. It was really awesome.
Hey, thank you. All
yes.
right.
All right.
So
okay, Alex, switch us on over.
Such a long time since I was in love. needing nothing but the sun that's in our eyes.
Strawberry.
We're switching over right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for your patience. So sorry about the long tech break, but we do what we can. I'm so excited to be introducing Adia Clark Lay and Tony, her guitarist. Go ahead and introduce y'all's selves.
Hi, I'm Adia Clark Lay. I go to Berklee College of Music, and I'm studying songwriting and music business.
Hi, I'm Tony.
Whoops. Oh. Sorry, Tony. Can you say that again?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm Tony. I'm from California, and I'm studying songwriting again.
Where in
California? Oh, where? I'm in the Central Valley in Clovis.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot to mention I'm from Colorado, Steamboat Springs.
So woo!
Big
shout
ski
out.
Town. Yeah.
Love that. We're super excited to have y'all here today. I wish we started a little bit sooner, but I want to hear more music from you and less of my own voice. So I'm going to stop talking and let y'all get into your first song. And then I'm so excited to hear more about you.
Absolutely. We're going to play a lot of originals today. So hopefully you guys like them.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank
I love
you.
That.
Thank you so much.
You have a beautiful voice, too. I love to hear you kind of pop from that more powerful lower part to your register.
Thank
seamlessly.
You.
So it was great. And just, yeah, I loved the electric over that, too. It gave it a really nice feel.
Yeah, I showed him this song, like, probably 2 weeks ago. But this one's been out for a little while. It's called Burn. And I mentioned that I was from Colorado, but mm-hmm. I actually wrote this one after I moved from Chicago to Colorado. I left some things behind, and
yeah.
I eventually realized it was for the better, so that's when I wrote this one.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of, like, powerful emotions
yeah,
behind
absolutely.
That story.
For
yeah.
sure.
Well, I'm excited to hear your next song.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. So much.
I love your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're all really enjoying it too, and especially the guitar. Is that your primary instrument, would you say?
The acoustic guitar? I'd say my primary is probably voice, but I have been playing guitar since second grade.
Yeah, I'm like your primary instrument outside of your own body.
Yeah, I'm
the same. I'm a singer at heart. So, yeah. But second grade guitar, that's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I was classically trained when I was little, and then I transitioned into, like, using it as my accompaniment when I started singing.
Nice.
And I was actually in, like, a little, like, school of rock band.
Cute.
When I was in elementary school before
That's
I moved
so
to Colorado.
Sweet.
And that was my first time ever gigging and, like, playing shows for people. But that definitely got me to where I am today, which... is such a fun memory to have nostalgia about.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, nostalgia is a beautiful thing.
Post-adolescence, if you will.
Oh, yeah. It is an interesting time we are in at the, like, in this stage of like, well, I'm not a child anymore, but I'm doing things that I did my entire childhood, mm-hmm. and how do I channel the important,
like,
parts of that, you know?
Living on your own is so crazy because I like still call my mom and dad. I'm like, hey, how do you do this?
Yeah, really.
But I am living on my own and paying my bills, and like it's Perf. Such a interesting part of life and meeting mm-hmm. so many new people who are also in the same boat.
And so how do you find that the music fits in? Is it a cathartic release space? Does it ever challenging having it be, I guess, one of your primary work mediums when it's like something that's meant to be a relaxing thing, you know? How is that?
Yeah, I mean, I am studying it at school, mm-hmm. Which has always been my dream. I've wanted to go to Berkeley since sixth grade.
That's
so
awesome.
Being here is the dream. But absolutely, like, it's such a release, and I have so much fun doing it. It's amazing that I can make a career out of it, but being in college, I'm sure we're all experiencing this right now, like, figuring out what we're going to do after, and I've been doing this for so long, I'm just trying to figure out how to make it a career for myself.
Absolutely, and it's not an easy thing, but it's great to see you guys all aspiring.
Yeah.
Especially with your own personal artistic expression about these stories that you hold close to your heart.
Yeah.
You know, but what I will say as someone who's graduating in a couple months, knowing
congratulations.
That. Congratulations. Thank you. So fun. But you guys are sophomores, much like mm-hmm. Kim and Daniel and Constantine. And I'm really just sitting on the edge of my seat, excited to see what y'all are about to do, because
yeah.
you've got 2 great years left to keep figuring those things out. So
yeah.
take your time. Okay, well, I'm excited to hear some more music from you, and I'll stop talking now. Especially just the energy that came as the song progressed was awesome.
Thank you so much.
And really, like, you fill up the space very well on your own, just your voice and your guitar.
Thank you.
The twinkling up, like, high notes from the electric
really
give it some more depth, and I love to hear that.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. I've been performing for, I think, 8 years on my own now, but
it's awesome.
I just started a band this semester.
Congrats.
And it's been so amazing working with all of my friends, and it's such a big, like, it's always been such a big dream of mine, to be in a band and perform with them. So we're looking for gigs right now. So if anybody listening wants to give us a show, we'd love that.
Yeah.
But me and Tony are actually playing a show a little less than a week from now over in Back Bay.
Fun.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
What show are you playing?
It's Breaking Sound, and it's at Cafe Nero on Westland. But yeah, we're so excited. Doors are at 7 and the show's at 7:30. So if you guys want to come out, the ticket link is in my bio.
Nice. Well, you guys should all give Adia a follow on her Instagram too.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle?
Just Adia Clarklay, AdiaClarklay.
Just like Brady Dallas Jones.
Yes.
No dots, no dashes or capitals.
Super simple.
Yes, all you really need. Yeah, so as far as stepping into a new collaborative space, being someone who's experienced performing and writing on your own, how has that felt? Because that can sometimes feel great. It can feel freeing. Sometimes it can feel challenging and new and stifling in certain ways. How has that experience been for you?
I mean, getting to Berklee, like I said, it's been a dream of mine since sixth grade, so I cried when I got in. But getting here was such an amazing feeling because everyone here is wanting to do the same thing that you're doing. And it's not competitive. Everyone here just wants you to succeed and they want to help you. And the collaborative space is so, so, so amazing. I had never co-written anything before, but I recently co-wrote a song and we'll play it soon. It's called Sweet and Sour, but we're going to play one more before that. But it's just like so amazing because writing by yourself, obviously, like you're getting your feelings out and you sometimes are struggling with that, but talking through it with another person and getting their creative ideas and bouncing them back and forth, you get such an amazing piece of work afterwards. And telling that story to people when I'm performing is honestly such an amazing feeling because I'm like, oh, I met this girl and we wrote a song together and she lives in Nashville. But yeah, we will play one more song and then I will play that song for you.
I love that story. And yeah, I think that there is something really beautiful about having that shared human space too.
Yeah.
I love to hear that. But I'll let you play more music for us.
Thank you. I was the new girl in the new town. Walked in a class and I got the uptown. From all the boys, yeah, the girls, they know that stare. Just started ninth grade, I'll be back when I felt my phone buzz, but it was no plan. I just fell in love, so I didn't really. Spoiled, but I was told that a man
We loved that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of storytelling too that's happening there.
Yeah.
What is that story about to you?
So hopefully he's listening. But I dated a guy in high school for 3 years and
nice.
We broke up. It was our time. Like we were growing. Right. And, when we broke up, he asked me not to write a song about him. And then I found out that 2 weeks later he was with his girl best friend. So it took me a long time to write this song. I actually wrote it over the summer, 2 years after we broke up, mm-hmm. but it's one of my favorites and this one goes out to you.
So you're saying he'd be listening today as in y'all are friends now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But I know that he still looks at my Instagram. So,
maybe he's listening today. Well, yeah.
Hello, hi, if you are.
I'm like, what are we saying to him?
just, I hope you like this song. And if you didn't want it written about you, then...
Too bad. You shouldn't have been an
exactly.
asshole.
Exactly. No.
I didn't say any bad words.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear the next one that you told us a little bit about before.
Yeah. So this one's called Sweet and Sour, and I wrote it with my friend Michelle. She lives in Nashville. She just graduated from Belmont. So
Michelle, my Belle.
Yes.
Belle of Belmont.
Mm-hmm. I hope you guys like this song. In the room my chin hit the floor. I'm a sucker for the rugged rebel wing of yours. I was a kid in a candy shop, dollar in my hand. The top shelf treat was what I wanted to get. Little did I know you're the beginning of my end. Loving you was sweet and sour. You're bad medicine but I wanted more. I could leave for hours. You wouldn't even move or check the door. Down easy and you came up quick. You were eye candy, baby, but you made me sick. Yeah, you made me sick. Raw confection. You tie my stomach up in knots like it don't mean a thing. My strange addiction. You're messing me up, but you're my everything. Hard on my body, but good for my soul. The chemical reaction's all you wanted to pull. Fun at the start, but now it's getting old. Loving you was sweet and sour. You're bad medicine, but I wanted more. I could eat for hours. You wouldn't even move or check the door. Sweet and sour. The sugar that I can't ignore. Baby, but you made me sick. Yeah, you made me sick. Yeah, you made me sick. Oh, you made me sick. Oh, you made me sick.
That was so awesome. That was like pretty sassy and
yeah.
fun and angry. I liked that.
Thank you.
And also like, damn, you got pipes.
It's definitely one of my like more upbeat songs. So it's so fun to mm-hmm. play. And I've been on this little thing where I write a song and I don't tell my mom about it until I can play it for her in person. And so I wrote this one and I showed it to her at a gig and... Anytime I show her a new song, she cries. So I showed her, and she came running up to the stage, and she gave me a huge hug. So that's always
so
the
sweet.
best feeling because she's my biggest fan, and aww. I know she's listening right now. So
hey, Mama.
Hi, Mom.
Well, I love to hear stories like that, and that sort of emotional support's really, really important.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
To what musicians do.
She's the reason I'm here. So that is whoops. Tony on the guitar.
We just a little sneak peek.
Changing guitars, so You guys are about to hear a slow song. We're bringing it back down.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't quite hear what you just said.
I was like, huh? You're totally fine. We're going to play a slow song. He had to switch guitars. He's playing acoustic for this one.
Beautiful. Well, we're excited. And yeah. We ready, Freddy?
Ready?
Seem
all right.
Like, yes. Okay.
Came on a plane last week. Now I'm on day three of the last time that we spoke.
Sweet. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to ask, we've got about 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
How many more songs do we have today?
Do you want to do like three more?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay, I'm like, we've talked a bit about where you're from, we've talked a bit about your background. What I want to hear about more, let's see. You mentioned a little bit about wanting to add some more country into your style.
Yeah.
What are your aspirations as far as what you plan on doing for the rest of the semester?
Yeah, so the last two songs that you guys heard were my country songs that I've written.
Yeah.
And we have one more country song that I've written coming up. Oh, switching guitars.
That wasn't so bad that time.
No. So, yeah, like I mentioned, the first three songs that I released were more of some indie folk stuff, definitely influenced by country. I started listening to country during COVID. So I was doing a lot of like being in the car and being in my room and listening to country, and living in Colorado and just being surrounded by ranches. That's what got me into it, I think. But now I've started writing country a lot while I've been at school. I wrote my first country song over this past summer, which was Write About You. And I'm recording an EP right now. So
that's so awesome. That's really exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's going to be my debut EP. So I'm hoping to make it all country songs. Hopefully have my band on that one. But as of right now, I am releasing more of like a pop song in a week from today.
Congrats.
Thank you. It's called Wanna Go Back, and I wrote it with my producer, Aaron. And it was just such a fun write, and it's not typically the genre that I write in, but we were just messing around and came up with this song. So, I mean, I think in the future, like, I love every genre. I play a lot of genres when I'm playing at shows, but we'll see where that brings me, because I know that a lot of my friends say you can hear all of my influences in my songs. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out which ones I want on my artist pages on streaming platforms. Yeah.
And it's really important for us to remember that, like, it's such a liberating thing to not be confined to one genre.
No, absolutely.
That, like, being interdisciplinary is what makes musicians so interesting, too.
And I love that I have such a wide audience in the music that I enjoy. Obviously, Taylor Swift, biggest influence. That's why I started singing and playing guitar. Let's go Swifties. my guitarist here is a huge Swiftie. His girlfriend back home made him a Swiftie. He also likes John Mayer, so a little bit conflicting. But
I love John Mayer.
I love John Mayer, too.
I'm, like, shameless about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
I mean,
like
he went to Berkeley for a whole semester, so we got to be fans, right?
Dude, I saw him live in Boston. Actually, the friend that brought me, he and I are having lunch today.
Oh, yay.
But he took me, and oh, my God, John Mayer, he's just,
Did you go to the solo tour?
Yep, I went to the solo tour, and he was just like, yeah, back in the day at Berkeley, I was just one of those kids walking down Newbury Street with my guitar on my back, and this is for you, Boston. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I was at that show, too, and Tony, you went, too, right?
That's so awesome.
Show, and then the year before I saw him on the Sov Rock tour.
Oh yeah, that's sweet.
And I saw him a few tours ago. Me and my family went when we were living in Illinois, and he had to cancel the show. I think he got sick or something, so
Bummer.
We got a refund but bought tickets to Michigan, and when we got there we drove through a snowstorm. It literally took like 6 hours. But we won front row seats, so when we got there we saw the opening. Yeah, we saw the opening act, and then we got the call that we won front row, and then we marched our way up there, and he talked to me and my sister. I have his set list, his guitar picks. So Johnny boy, if you're listening, hello.
Hey. I know, I'm like, Johnny, are you tuning in?
Please.
Well, I love to hear about some of your guys' musical inspirations, and it goes a lot deeper than that, too. There are so many different people that inspire us, but I really want to stop talking and let you guys keep playing music. So thank you so much for everything you've given us today so far. We're looking forward to more.
So this next one is Wanna Go Back, the one that's releasing in a week. So if you guys want to go pre-save it, the link is in my bio, Adia Clark Lay, on all social medias and streaming platforms.
We both knew that one.
That was awesome. You have such clarity and beautiful tone in your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm also a classically trained singer.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It's something that I know how to admire.
Yeah.
And definitely it's cool to hear you do songs that are technically challenging, but when I listen to your voice, I know that you are singing with healthy techniques.
Yeah,
so it's like,
thank you so much.
It's like you can really at least I personally can tell when I'm like listening to someone singing and I'm like, hoot, you got to start breathing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't feel that way at all, and it's been such a joy to hear you sing today.
Thank you so much. I mean, I started singing in choir when I was in second grade.
Me
so
too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I've been singing for a long time, I guess 12 years now.
It's kind of crazy to think about.
I go to
huh?
music school for a reason. I'm not very good at math.
Me either, man.
But yeah, it's been such a fun journey, just like starting in choir and singing choir music. And then I joined band and I played flute and I started guitar around the same time that I started choir. And then I joined choir again in high school. But yeah, it's been such a fun journey, like just learning so many different things and different styles of music and meeting so many new people who are also loving music as much as I am. And now I'm here and I'm studying voice and songwriting and music business. And it's such an amazing experience.
I'm so glad. And yeah, I mean, choir trains your ears, which
oh,
is
yeah.
a really, really important
For sure.
thing. Yeah.
And it's so fun because harmonies and recording harmonies, just singing them with my friends, even when the radio's on and a song comes on that we all know. Singing harmonies is one of my favorite things to do, and coming up with them is always so fun. But choir definitely prepared me for that.
Oh, yeah.
I sang alto when I was in choir, so I was always singing that weird little note over in the corner while the sopranos belted it out. But I love harmonies. So if
that's
you guys
awesome.
Want to hear them, go listen to my music.
Yeah, they've got some crunch, that's for sure.
I love
a crunchy harmony.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to probably let you guys finish out and just keep playing.
Okay.
There's probably only time for one more song.
Okay,
is that
one
okay?
More? Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe, wait, actually, it's Chloe next.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
No, that's good.
All right.
We'll one song for
now.
Choir.
One song.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is called Caught in Traffic, and I wrote it last semester for my lyric writing class. And I was given the prompt, "What do you hate about love?" So, Kat Reinhart, you're my most favorite teacher. I love you. Thank you for giving me such fun prompts to write to. But this is Caught in Traffic, and this is our last song, so hopefully you guys like it. Thank you for being here.
One thing I hate about love is the past. It always seems to latch on you. Yeah, it holds a relationship in its hand, and you don't have a clue why. You're caught in traffic and I'm moving on. Ain't that just classic that you're done and gone? You're caught in traffic, I'll take the wheel. Just make your choice before our fate is sealed. The one thing you hate about me is the past. It always seems to ruin us. Yeah, you can't give it up, but you can't seem to grasp. To love me, you need trust. You're caught in traffic, I'm moving on. Ain't that just classic that you're done and gone? Traffic, I'll take the wheel. Just make your choice before our fate is sealed. You're caught in traffic and I'm on the line. Just classic, should have taken a sign. You're caught in traffic, I
thank you guys so much for that. We had Alec in there taking a couple photos. And I just chatted with Chloe, and they said it'd be okay if we went a couple minutes over.
Oh, okay.
So we got time for one more song.
One more song. Well, biggest inspiration being Taylor Swift. Let's play.